Breaking news reports from multiple sources, including Ndidi Kinkabwala, Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, and Jerry Dulac, all have the Steelers choosing Omar Khan as their new general manager to take over the front office, with the assistant general manager position being filled by Andy Weidel of the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast. This is a breaking news update that we are giving you special to the show. This is breaking news. This is new to everyone. We did know that the Steelers were most likely going to choose their new general manager position by the end of the week. This is not official, but these are sourced reporting by several major reporters, which indicates this is in all likelihood to happen. Now, here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, also, by the way, this will not be in the official Wednesday episode, as we recorded with Josh Taylor well before this news came out. So please understand that with that episode. But I wanted to make sure there was something up on this channel so that you could understand and get my reaction to it, as well as, you know, just have this news in your feed. But the big thing here is that we did have the assumption that all along, while I did think that Brandon Hunt was going to be the main GM, Omar Khan would also receive some form of a promotion, as he's been with the Steelers for about 21 years. He's been their numbers guru. He's been the guy that's been able to make contracts work with the salary cap. All those things have been important into Omar Khan's value to the front office. However, I thought it was going to be Brandon Hunt who would be moving up with him, and it appears that Andy Weidel is going to be the guy that they're bringing in from the outside to help on the personnel side of things. This also signals to me, if this report is true, that Brandon Hunt won't be part of the equation for the Steelers moving forward. He's been getting interviewed from other organizations, and it's most likely that if he's not receiving a promotion, he might seek of his future elsewhere. But what's interesting about Omar Khan is that this is a guy who has been part of the Steelers front office since Kevin Colbert's been around, or at least almost as much time. This is a guy who's seen all the workings and has been known as the numbers guru who makes everything work. Now, it's always been wondered how much could he be involved in as far as the personnel side, organizing draft, getting the draft boards together, setting out the right scout teams. It might just be a situation where Omar Khan has gotten better at that, but he's still going to see some of the control of those operations to a person like Andy Weidel from the Eagles, who has a very good reputation for his ability to scout and putting together their draft plans and moving forward. So if this report is to be true, that's the case. But it's not official, which means we will have another breaking news update when it actually is official. However, this is huge news for the Pittsburgh Steelers as the successor of Kevin Colbert. If this is true, being Omar Khan, it's a big step to move forward, and we now have a face for how the front office will operate moving forward. It also means that most likely the financial decisions, the way the Steelers have spent money over the past several years, those philosophies might stay in place. If Omar Khan is sticking around, he was kind of the numbers guy for Kevin Colbert, you can imagine he's going to employ those same sort of resources or same sort of philosophies into his decisions as the team's general manager. We'll talk about that more for the Thursday episode of the Locked On Steelers podcast. But for the Wednesday episode, like I said, we do apologize for not including this part in it. But we had to talk about the first day of OTAs. If you want to hear stories about Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and how their first days on the same field were going, as well as who might be the starting center, do check out the latest episode of the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm the host, Chris Carter. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Carter Critiques. We will keep you up to date with all things with the Pittsburgh Steelers, including the finalization of this GM search when the official announcement is made by the organization. Until then, stay tuned for all updates right here on the Locked On Steelers podcast that you can find on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Odyssey, and YouTube.